this is the doggonest place I was ever in.
Anything in particular?
A few minutes ago, the whole outdoors was black as a coal bin. Horror and terror creeping all around us. When the dawn breaks and all you can hear is a million songbirds.
Yeah, a lot of contrast, all right.
I'll say contrast. You sleep, Hermie?
No, just lying here.
You cut quite a figure. Nothing but a loincloth and Jack's coat.
Well, Jack's coat is better than nothing.
Now that it's beginning to get light, I've got to do something.
But what, Reggie?
Go back in that bat's nest of a temple.
But what about Hermie and me?
All I know is Doc and Jack went across to the other ledge and haven't come back.
But that earthquake last night. There's great cracks in the wall. Part of the roof fell in. The rest of it might go at any moment.
Are you suggesting I don't go? With Jack and Doc in there?
No.
Well, now that I can see what I'm doing, I'm going. I could bash my own brains out for having turned Manuel and Angelina loose.
But you had to, Reggie.
As it turned out, I didn't have to. But I thought I did. I thought the whole temple was falling in. It only seemed human to cut them free and give them an equal chance of escape.
Of course.
Manuel said there wasn't a way of getting to that other ledge by stairs, but if I had him here now, I would force him to show me the way.
Well, he isn't here.
Yeah, so I've got to do the best I can.
Well, at least let's keep it all together.
Yes, we will. And look here.
Yes?
I'm going to trust you with my extra revolver.
Reggie, I...
What's the matter? It's protection, even in your hands.
But I've never shot a gun.
Didn't you tell me all there was to using a gun was pulling the trigger?
Yes, but...
Well, then take it. If Manuel or anyone else gets in your way, pull the trigger.
Well, all right.
Only take the trouble of pointing the muzzle in the enemy's direction. All right, come on.
We're going back to the temple?
That's where we're going. Up with you, Hermie.
Yeah, sure.
Come along.
Gee, I don't like it.
You think I do?
Don't look like we're ever going to get away from this temple, does it?
Yeah, no use crying.
Hey, I ain't crying.
Yeah, of course you're not. Here we go in.
Gee, will you look?
Good part of the roof, right here in the middle of the floor, all right.
Hey, look at the hole in the roof.
Yes, almost half the roof in.
You can see daylight through.
Reggie, look.
Yeah, what's that?
Up against the ceiling where the light comes in. Isn't there somebody up there?
Oh, that's crazy. 100 feet up there.
No, I'm right. There are 2 people up there.
Yeah, I see them.
I'd say it looks like it...
It wouldn't be Jack and Doc, would it?
Oh, but what would they be doing up there?
I don't know, but there are 2 people up there, all right.
I can see a white shirt. Jack had on a white shirt.
Maybe his bare skin.
Well, anyway, white shirt or white skin, Jack and Doc are the only ones in this part of the world.
They just seem to be clinging up there.
You suppose they're in trouble?
If you were in that position, what would you say?
But what is there to do? Could we get their attention, do you think?
If we can, they might signal what we can do to help.
Oh, makes me dizzy. Just the look.
I'm going to yell. Watch them. Hello? Jack? Hello? The Doc?
You can't tell from here whether they hear or not.
I wish the blooming sun would come up. Give us more light.
Can I yell, Reggie?
Go ahead.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Nothing to tell whether they hear or not.
You suppose voices don't reach up there?
No, they wouldn't understand words, but they should hear a noise.
Hey, look. There's a piece of paper.
Piece of paper?
There it goes, floating down.
Oh, yes. It must be a message.
No, I sure hope so.
I'll get it.
Careful. Careful you don't step on a sharp rock in your bare feet.
All right.
I'd give a lot to know what they're doing up there anyway.
I just can't look anymore.
I've got it.
Good boy.
Yeah. Here it is.
Thanks.
Is it Jack and Doc?
Yes. They say for us to get outside this temple and stay out.
Is that all?
No. Want us to go out on the temple steps and wait for them there.
But what's that for?
I don't know.
How will they get down on the outside of the temple?
Let's not ask questions. Do what we're told. Come along.
Well, there they go, Jack.
Yeah. Well, if we fall, at least they won't have to witness the great event.
You still got yourself tied into place with your rope?
Yeah.
Well... We got some light. Don't you think we ought to make the big try?
It's now or never.
You got any ideas? I just haven't got the strength of my arms to pull myself up on that raft.
Yeah, it's light enough to see the setup. I'm beginning to get an idea.
Anybody got any ideas at a time like this? I'm all for them.
Well, look. We're hanging just below this big stone girder. Now, the girder must be a foot and a half square. ropes were on or tied around it.
So what?
Well, if I swing my legs up and get them around the girder.
You mean hang 100 feet up in the air, here by your knee?
No, I'll have to.
Well, keep that rope tied around you in case you slip.
Ah, that's the point. I've got to untie the rope around my waist and see if I can't pull up enough slack to heave over the girder.
Well, you're hanging head down by your knees?
If I can do it, I can make a sort of a swing out of the rope, which I can stand in and then climb up to the girder.
You can't do it, Jack, hanging head down like that with the blood all rushing to your head.
Oh, cut out that sort of talk. I've got to do it. Yeah. And here goes.
You untie the rope to your waist?
Yeah.
Jack, son, be careful.
There. I'm swinging free.
Think your legs will hold you even if you do get them up around the girder?
Yeah. Soon find out.
Don't forget, you're pretty tuckered out. We've been up here about 4 hours.
All right. Here goes. There. There. Got my feet locked over the girder.
Good going. Keep hanging on with one hand, though.
I can't. I need both hands to pull up the rope.
Take her easy, Jack.
Up, up she comes. All right. How much slack have I got?
About 8, 10 feet. Hey, what's the matter with your voice?
I don't know. Feel the blood beating in my ears. I've got to heave this slack over the beam.
Jack, you be careful if the blood goes to your head.
And she goes.
Jack, your legs are slipping. Hang on that rope. Come out, Jack.
I've got it. I've got it.
Jack, don't never do that to me again.
I'm all right. And the slack went over the beam. Look, I got a loop to stand on.
Jack, you're so near heaven, I can hear the angel's wings flapping.
Oh, never mind that. Nothing to get out of me. Girder, I'm not wasting any time.
You made it, Jack. You made it.
Let me get my breath just a minute. I'll crawl along the beam and give you a hand here.
Take your time, son. The worst is over.
Well, we're still alive.
I've never seen such a guy. I'd have stayed right there and starved to death before I'd try to do what you did. You coming over?
Yeah. We've got to get down from here and get some breakfast, huh?
Canned tomatoes, piece of chocolate.
That sounds great. Now then, we'll make a quick work of this.
You aren't going to try and pull me up, are you?
No, reach down and get a hold of the rope below where you're tied onto it.
Yeah.
Now, hand it up.
60 feet hanging rope. Got some weight to it.
Yeah. All right, I got it. I'll float it over the beam and make a loop for you to stand in. You can scramble up the same way I did.
Yeah, hold it. That's about right.
All right, come on.
You don't have to say that twice. And here I am.
All right, straddle the beam and get to work.
Get to work?
Yeah, start pulling in your rope so we can hold on the lower end, and I'll do the same on my rope.
Hey, I'll get it.
We'll tie the ends of the two ropes together. Cut one of the ropes loose from the girder.
Oh, so that's an 8th rope. 60 feet. Tied together will give us 120 feet of rope.
Yeah. It's only 100 feet to the floor.
What a brain. Tie the ropes together and slide down to the floor. Here comes my end of the rope.
Yeah. Now bring it over. Mine's coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
Funny thing, Jack.
Yeah, what's that?
Here we are, scampering back and forth across a foot and a half beam, 100 feet in the air, and thinking nothing of it.
Yeah, this beam seems like home after swinging by a rope all night.
It is a fact.
Yeah, give me the end of your rope.
Yeah, splice them good. We don't want no slips now. Not after all the luck we've had.
All right. You got your jackknife.
Yeah.
Go back where your rope is tied to the beam. When I give you the word, cut it loose.
You bet. Just say the word. Funny how we go up to 8, 10,000 feet in an airplane, think nothing of it. Here we are up 100 feet and think it's forever.
All right. She's all ready. Cut her loose.
Yep. Look out below. Whoopee! There she goes.
All right, come on. Elevator service to the ground floor.
Well, what you waiting for? I'm right behind you.
All right. Here I go over the side.
Yes, sir. We're almost home now, fella.
There. Oh, Doc.
Yeah?
Hand over hand. Don't try sliding.
Why not?
It's too much of a chance of burning your hands or losing your grip. Come on.
Okay. There. Boy, is this rope familiar?
You on the rope?
Yeah, but I'm coming fast. So keep going.
Not too fast now.
Is this easier than climbing up?
I'm down to the notch.
Well, that's more halfway.
Yippee! Watch out below!
Doc, you crazy fool.
I don't know when I felt so good.
Well, hold it, will you?
Jack, get out of my way. I'm going to take the last 20 feet in one jump.
Break your fool neck yet.
Not me, fella. How you coming?
I'm down.
You're down? Yeah, look out for me. Whoopee! Oh, so I am. Man, don't solid ground feel.
Come on. Let's go find Reggie.
Yes, sir. Maybe me and the monkeys have something in common, but climbing ropes ain't one of them.
I told them in my notes to wait on the steps for us.
Yeah, I know. There they are. Hi, Reggie.
Doc, Jack. Oh, we've been almost out of our minds.
What's there to worry about on a nice morning like this?
So, after all, you made it down all right.
Well, naturally, Rip made it.
Gee, fellas, you was awful high up the last time I saw you.
Oh, thank goodness we're all together again.
Reggie, where are our two captives?
Manuel and Angelina?
Yes.
They're free.
Hey, they got away?
I turned them free during the earthquake. Thought the whole temple was falling in.
Well, ain't that a sweet smelling kettle of fish?
Really? There wasn't anything else to do. Oh! What's that?
It's another earthquake. Come on. Get away from the temple.
Earthquake! Earthquake!
Earthquake! Oh, the whole blessed temple!